going to have a short conversation.
In Parshas Kedoshim,
I bring various things in my life that I can accomplish. You know what I'm saying?
In Parshas Kedoshim, we have many mitzvahs that would certainly
be
agreed upon by everyone. Well, I want to pick out one pasuk that has a lot of different understanding to it. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis says, citing the pasuk in Vayikra Yoteska, Vavolo sochlu al hadam, do not eat on the blood. What a strange pasuk, don't eat on the blood. So, there's a lot of different explanations. Basin should not eat on the day where they're going to carry out capital punishments, because that would not be appropriate to have a full stomach when you're going to end a person's life. All different types of halachas regarding bringing korbanos, but the one we care about is that the Gemara says, we learn from here, you may not eat before davening. Lo sochlu al hadam. Don't eat before you request your blood, your blood life. Before you daven over and ask Hashem for your own sustenance and well-being, don't fill your stomach. That's haughty. You're going to go before the king, and you're going to sit down and have pancakes and orange juice and have the whole thing? No. First thing in the morning, you go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, Va'osi hishlachta acharei gavecha. This refers to the one who eats before davening. Read it, ge'echa. After acting haughtily, you're going to be makabel ol malchus shemayim. You're going to sit and have a breakfast, and then you're going to come and daven? No. When you wake up in the morning, says the Gemara, you go and you daven, and then you have breakfast afterwards. Is this a Torah commandment, or is this a rabbinic commandment? So that obviously will depend on a different machlokes. We'll get to in a second. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Pei Tes, where all this is going on in Shulchan Aruch 89, that this is a din de rabbanan. This is a rabbinic law. And the pasuk is, from this week's parsha, in Asmachta, it is a hint from the rabbis somewhere in the Torah to show their halacha. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Manoach and Hechlas Tefillah and the Rush as well in the first paragraph of Maseches Brachos, Siman Yud. So we have many Rishonim saying this is a rabbinic law. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Ramchas says that according to the Ramban, who says that Tefillah is Midarabbanan, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's review that very quickly. The Rambam says Tefillah is the Torah commandment. Lavdo b'chol levavchem, you serve Hashem with all of your hearts. The Rambam says Avodah Shebelev, you have to daven once a day and serve Hashem with your hearts. That's a Torah commandment. The Ramban disagrees. There's only a mitzvah to daven to Hashem be'es tzara, at a time of need. When you need something from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a mitzvah to daven. But if you don't need anything, then you don't have to daven. Rabbi Soloveitchik famously explains, every Jew needs to feel that they're always be'es tzara, that you always need something from Hashem, that you're never so fully reliant on yourself. And therefore, every davening should be a Torah-level davening, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, according to the Ramban. Fine. The Ramban says that tefillah is midarabbanan, meaning the fact that we daven three times a day is fulfilling a rabbinic law. Then, certainly, this halacha of eating before davening must be midarabbanan. If davening is midarabbanan, you can't tell me that eating before davening is from the Torah. That certainly wouldn't make any sense. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rav Sajagon says that even if tefillah is midarabbanan, there's still Shema. Like Kriya Shema is from the Torah. So maybe the Gemara might also say that you shouldn't eat before you say Shema. He leaves that as a tzarachian, whether it might be, meaning his point is, that's not a proof. Just because tefillah is midarabbanan is not a proof that eating before davening is midarabbanan. Fine, that's the school of thought that says this is a rabbinic law. There is a comment to the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam has an introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, his count of the 613 mitzvos, where the Rambam lists a number of principles of how he figured out which things are in or out of the list of 613, right? All of the Rishonim have different counts of the lists of Tariag mitzvos based on the Gemara and of Makos, Rabbi Simlai Omer. Rabbi Simlai says there are Tariag mitzvos, Torah Sivulanu Moshe. Torah is Gematria 611. Moshe taught us 611 of the mitzvos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us the first two of the Ten Commandments, 611 plus 2, 613. So the Rambam has his own count, and the Rambam says, I didn't just pull it out of a hat. I didn't sit there with a bunch of pieces of paper and pick at random which mitzvos are in or out. The Rambam says, I have a system. So in Shoresh Tess, the ninth principle, the Rambam tells us that Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, this pasuk of lo sochlu adam, of not eating on the blood, is what we call a lav shebecholos. A lav shebecholos is a negative commandment from the Torah, or a pasuk in the Torah that tells you not to do something, but that pasuk encompasses many, many different mitzvahs at the same time. You can read the pasuk in multiple ways to pull out a number of different mitzvahs. So what do we see from there? If lo sochlu adam is a pasuk in the Torah that draws out multiple mitzvos, it must be, according to the Rambam, that eating before davening is one of those multiple mitzvos that are drawn out of that pasuk, and therefore a Torah-level commandment to not eat before davening. This is the opinion of the Ra'ah and the Sefer HaChinuch as well. And the Moru Katsir of Yaakov Emden also says a Torah-level commandment. Okay.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
So why? I don't understand the juxtaposition where he says it's definitely a midoraisa.
The Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam just tells you his rule. And the other Rishonim look at the Rambam and say, this must be what the Rambam is saying, because if lo sochul ha'adam, the pasuk of not eating on your blood, is a pasuk in the Torah, and it's a pasuk, as the Rambam says, that includes many, many mitzvos that are from the Torah, it must be that eating before davening is one of those mitzvos that is from the Torah. That's how they interpret the Rambam. However, the Minchas Chinuch says, no, even the Rambam understands that this issur of eating before davening is midrabanan. And why? Because he never mentions this pasuk in the Mishnah Torah. If it was a Torah commandment, the Rambam would have brought the pasuk to show that it's a mitzvah from the Torah. The Torah Schaim says that in the Mishnah Torah, the issur of eating before davening is together with the issur of working before davening. The issur of working before davening is midrabanan, so it must be part of the same link of eating before davening is also midrabanan. And the Ikrei Adat says the Rambam holds that it's midrabanan. In addition, in the Perish of Mishnayos and Maseches Makos and Perek Gimel, the Rambam does not include this issur of eating before davening when he discusses this pasuk once again. So it could even be, even according to the Rambam, according to many opinions, this is a rabbinic commandment. Fine. Adin derabbanan, according to Shagasari, the Tazim, I'm going to run the Prima Gadam. Let's move on to the details now. The Nemuka Yosef and the Makor Chaim say that eating less than a kezias, though, in the morning before davening is mutter. You want to have an M&M before davening? Go ahead, not a problem. It has to be a kezias, an amount of eating. However, the Rambam writes in the Chos Tefillah, as you have here on the sheets, the Rambam says, Asul al-Adam, shiyitom klum. You cannot taste anything before davening. And the halacha follows the Rambam. This is the opinion of most achronim, and this is the halacha that you cannot have anything, not even a bite of food, before davening. We'll get to exceptions. Drinking. We'll get to drinking also.
Brushing your teeth.
Well, you drinking. Brushing your teeth is fine because your intention is not to swallow. Okay.
You brush your teeth is a derabbanan.
And even so, it's not food. Okay. Now, the Rav Yah writes in Aleph Lamed that there's only a problem of drinking alcohol before davening. Because drinking alcohol before davening would be considered haughty. That you're going to have a drink of schnapps before davening, tone it down a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to, you can relax, you know, and not get to wait on the bottle before after you daven. Then he says only alcohol is a problem. The Piskei Maharam of the Rakanti and Simon Tesvav says the Rav Yah would normally drink water before davening himself. And therefore, we have already the first source that water is okay before davening. This is brought l'halacha by the Mordechai and the Ghost Maimoni that water is fine before davening. However, the Beis Yosef says that water should only be drunk if you have to, but if there's no need to, then it's asur. This is the opinion of the Kolbo and the Avudraham. The Maestro Kech understands the Rambam as being machmer because he says you shouldn't eat anything. And in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that someone who's samei, someone who's very, very thirsty, parched, really, really thirsty, is considered a chola, someone who's sick, who's allowed to drink. What's the implication? Just taking a stam drinking water for davening would not be okay. However, this is not such a strong proof, because the Gemara Masechta Kufei says that you can't, as we know, eat anything before Havdalah as well. And Tosfos in the Gemara Masechta says you are allowed to have water before Havdalah, though. Tosfos does allow you to have water, because it's not considered tasting. So even though the Rambam says you can't taste anything before you daven, Tosfos says drinking water is not considered tasting. It's not a significant enough of a food to prohibit it beforehand.
They don't disagree with each other.
What? They don't necessarily agree with each other, but it's definitely a possible in to be more makel. The Gemara in Gidin Samach Beis and Aleph says you cannot taste anything before feeding your animals. The Magen Avraham says on that halacha, water is okay. So we see in other areas of not eating, water is fine. Why should this be any different? And the Kesef Mishnah cites the Rav Yah who allows water, and he doesn't mention that the Rambam disagrees. So it's simply come out l'halacha that water is fine before davening. You wake up in the morning, you're going to go to shul. You're coming to shul on a Shabbos morning, it's going to be a long davening. You want to have a glass of water, not a problem at all. The Beis Yosef brings the Ma'ariyah Buhav, who's lenient like the Rahavya, and this is the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a comment of the Zohar Kadosh in Parshas Vayakal and Reish Tazvav, who seems to be very machmir about that the Achronim discuss the Zohar Kadosh. That's not our topic for tonight. The Rahavya implied that only alcohol is a problem, right? So what about other types of things? So the Or Zoharuah in Aleph Kuf Ches cites the Rahavya saying that honey is usur before davening, and honey's not alcoholic. So maybe even non-alcoholic things would also be a problem before davening. However, there is a Gemara in Chisas Daf Yud Gimel that says that if you're really good at it, you can turn honey into alcohol. I guess you could turn anything into alcohol if you try hard enough. So therefore, it says maybe that's a problem as well. However, the Achronim, including the Shuvas HaRamaz and the Karen Ledovin or Achaim Chaf Al Talad, understand that any non-alcoholic drink is not allowed. The Shuvas HaRadvaz and the Pri Chadash also say...
It is allowed.
What? Sorry, it is allowed. The Shuvas HaRadvaz writes in Elef, in Chelev Dalet, in Elef Shintes, and the Pri Chadash say that sugar water is usur. Okay? And however, coffee without sugar is allowed, so you can concentrate during davening. You want to have black coffee, says the Radvaz, that's fine. But with sugar, no go. Too enjoyable. The Mishnah Berurah says that tea and coffee without sugar is allowed before davening. This is the opinion of the Or Letzion as well, Rav Benson Abba Shaul. However, the mice in 2016, the postum say, you have coffee and tea with sugar. That is the minug. That's what people do. And therefore, that's normal. It's not considered haughty anymore. Now, we're very weak people. So to add sugar to the coffee is considered a necessity, and that would not be a problem. So Shulchan writes this in Yad Aleph Beis, Ravadji Yosef in the Halicha Shlomo, and Chelakal, and Shlomo Zaman Arbach, is brought in the Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Beis, Simon Sif Beis as well, saying that tea and coffee with sugar is fine.
And the cookie.
No, let's not push ourselves.
So what about milk?
A small cookie.
What about milk?
Cookie.
What about milk?
What if cookie be one of the toughest things? Isn't this almost one of the toughest things to be okay?
Yes.
It would be probably easier to have a steak than the cookie.
I guess so.
I mean...
Yes, technically that would be correct. Okay, what about milk? So the Zohar seemed to imply that anything extra would be a problem. The Or Letzion and Beis Zion says that milk should be avoided, but the Isha Yisrael, which is the classic sefer on Hilchos Tefillah nowadays, and Parak Gimel says that nowadays the minhag is to put milk and sugar into the coffee. The Mincha Sour and Klal Vav, and I heard this from Rav Shechter as well, say that hot chocolate is not allowed before davening, and one should be careful about that. And based on this, I teach in a girls' high school, and they like to buy these very elaborate coffee drinks from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, whatever the titles are. They're very, very elaborate, very, very big, very fancy.
So Frappuccinos. I'm
going to assume that those things are probably not allowed for davening as well. I think if we can just handle a cup of coffee and a cup of tea and wait for the big drink from Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks to later, that would probably be best. And those things should be postponed to later on. The Mishnah Berurah here has a comment, because the Mishnah Berurah is always very careful about halachas of Lashon Hara. He says, if you're going to have tea and coffee before davening, so don't sit together in a group, because you're going to schmooze and you're going to talk Lashon Hara, so don't have a whole get-together beforehand. Okay, the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Vav that you can allow children to eat before davening, even if they're Hagia L'chinuch. Even if you have a kid who's 8, 9, 10, 11, that would not be a problem as well. The Abia Omer, Ravadja writes in Chelek Dal Nor Chaim Siman Yud Beis that in the year before the Bar Mitzvah, it's time to teach them the halacha that they should avoid not eating before davening. So 12, or for a girl, we'll get to women in a second, but I guess for a girl, 11 to 12, for boys, 12 to 13, they should be careful at that point. The Machas is a Shekel asks that it's usher to feed something that's usher midrabanan to a child, right? You can't take something that's usher midrabanan, let's say you have some sort of trumas or maisers that are usher midrabanan, and feed it to a child. You can't give him something that's asumi d'rabanan to eat. So isn't right now before davening eating asumi d'rabanan? Ask the Machatz HaShekel. So the Achronim explain that that's only when it comes to a cheftza shel iser, an item that is inherently asumi d'rabanan. But if the whole prohibition is based on the time, apples are not usr. Eating an apple before davening is usr. That depends on the time. Not the apple is not inherently usr. You could eat the apple after davening. So he says, that is fine. The Kaf HaChaim says we shouldn't give A katan shigilach inach food, but the halach is not like the kafachayim. Certainly fine up until the age of 12. What if you make a bracha on food before davening, and you remember they're not supposed to eat before davening? So you say a shahakol on a steak before davening, okay? And before you put the food in your mouth, you realize you're not supposed to eat before davening. So you have to decide here. Is it better to make a bracha levatala, or is it better to eat before davening? So, the halacha is one should eat, that it's not a bracha levatala. We're dealing with a din derabbanan, first of all. And certainly that would be pushed aside. It's certainly not a way of gaiva. You're not eating because of partiness. You're eating because you weren't thinking before you made a bracha mistake. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadivav says, you should not take a bite of an iser derabbanan if you made a bracha by mistake. But again, that's only talking about a chafza shel iser, something that's inherently iser, not based on the time. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah again says that the iser begins from alos hashachar, from when the sun comes up. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't start to eat a big meal a half hour before sunrise, before alos hashachar, before this light begins to show. That should not be a big issue for most people. And that's when the halacha begins at that time. There's a comment of the Zohar who says that if you go to sleep at night and you wake up in the middle of the night, you shouldn't eat before davening. The halacha is not like that. Lubavitch Rebbe was machmer. He writes in the Shari Halacha Minhag to be machmer, but that is not the halacha. Rav Adra writes in the Yom Rechelekein Orachayim that it's not a problem to be lenient here if you wake up in the middle of the night. The tour brings a machlokas regarding whether you can drink water before davening on Shabbos morning, right? Because it's a longer davening and you didn't make kiddush. So the tour says that the tour cites his father, the Rashi says, there's no problem because the Isser to eat before Kiddush only begins when you finish davening. It's a two-part stage. If there's an Isser to eat before davening, and then after you finish davening, there's an Isser to eat something before you make Kiddush. And the two are dependent on one another. The Isser to eat before Kiddush only kicks in once you daven. So in the morning before davening, you can take the drink of water because you're not chayv in Kiddush yet.
Doesn't Shachar's cause finishing Shachar alone start to eat?
Correct. You don't have to wait for Musaf. Okay. Correct. That's the minhag in camps. In camps where the kids cannot wait another half hour, so they might collapse. So
don't the Bavish do that also?
They do their own thing. So the minhag in camp is that they may have a breakfast after Shacharis and then come back and read the Torah and daven Musaf. The Tashbetz is machmer, but the halacha is not like the Tashbetz, and you're allowed to have water before davening. The Beis Yosef cites the Mari Abu Hav, who says that for a reason of refuah, a person can eat before davening. Right? Obviously, a person needs to take care of themselves. The Prima Gadim says, even if you can technically wait, if it's for medical reasons, you're allowed to eat before davening. No questions asked. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Parakei Halacha Beis, that if you can't concentrate because you're so starving, and you're so thirsty, then you're allowed to eat or drink before davening. The Torah cites the Maharam in Siman Sadiches, who says that we shouldn't allow it since you don't have proper kavana anyway. Really, let's be honest. How many of us are going to have proper kavana anyway during davening? So whether I'm hungry or not, says the Maharam, so what's the difference? So you don't have proper kavana whether you're hungry, or you don't have proper kavana whether you're not hungry? So he says, what?
I have no kavana matter what.
Levels. Yes. Correct. There should be levels, but the halacha is not like that anyway. The Mishnah Berurah cites the Lavush, who says that it's perfectly fine. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch say if you're very, very hungry, you should eat before davening so you can concentrate better during davening. Now, just to be clear, eat before davening does not mean waffles and nice to cover orange juice. Eat before davening means something small that can hold you over to afterwards.
Shabbos morning special.
Shabbos morning special. An English breakfast. Okay. Let's get now to the issue with women, because women have a whole own discussion regarding their chiyuv of tefillah, right? Let's go back to the machlokes before. According to the Rambam, that tefillah is a mitzvah that has to be done every single day, so women have to daven once a day, something once a day. It doesn't have to even be Shmon Esrei, according to the Magen Avraham. It could just be some praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, some request. A Birchas HaShachar with a Moda'ani and Birchas HaTorah could be sufficient, according to the Magen Avraham, in light of the Rambam. The Ramban, again, says Tefillah is midrabbanan, and that women were included in the rabbinic enactment to daven. And therefore women, according to the Ramban, must daven one Shmona Esrei a day. L'chachila, two Shemoneh Esreis a day, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but one Shemoneh Esrei a day, according to the Ramban, the halacha, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is like the Ramban. And therefore, ideally, women should daven at least one Shemoneh Esrei a day. Now, obviously, it doesn't always work out, so let's get to the cases. Let's go from youngest to oldest. Young women who are in school. And by the time they get to school and they daven and they have whatever, it takes time, it's going to be later in the day. And they wake up early, and it's not fair to them that they can't eat. They won't be able to pay attention during davening. So it's not preferable to daven shacharis at home, the poskim say, because they need to daven with the school. They need to learn how to daven properly in school and learn the proper way to daven and how to conduct themselves. And therefore, they should daven in school. They shouldn't daven at home just so they can eat. However, what they should do is they should make a birchas haTorah and say birchas haShachar at home first to fulfill the basic chiyuv of tefillah and then eat something and then daven in school. The reason is because, as we said, the Magen Avraham understands that women can fulfill their Torah commandment of tefillah with Birchas HaShachar, Moda'ani, and Birchas HaTorah, and that would be sufficient. Therefore, the Isser before Shacharis is not so concrete when it comes to women, because, again, their Chiyuv Tefillah is different than a man's. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Yamas Yaakov in Siman Kuf Vav that even though we pass it like the Ramban, that tefillah is midrabanan, and women are chayavos in Shemoneh Esrei, they can rely on the Rambam in this case. And they can, I think the Rambam is kedai to rely on him. He's pretty good. Fine. That is the youngest age. Say Birchas Torah at home, Birchas HaShachar, eat a little bit, go to school and daven, and then continue from there. Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe Narachayim, Chelik Daven Kuf Aleph, and the Shneur Shabbos Kilkos as well, in Perek Nun Beis, that the women who simply disregard this halacha totally and eat before davening is a big tzarachin on them. That they totally disregard the halacha of eating before davening. You have to do something. You have to either say Birchas HaShachar, some form of tefillah, but you cannot simply cut it out and say, you know, I'm just going to throw out the siman in Shulchan Aruch. The Halichos Bas Yisroel Perek Beis HaRayud has a letter from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach who allows women in school to eat at home before going to school. He says it's best to say a small tefillah beforehand, and also to say Shema, to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemaim, to say Shema. Now, let's get on to married women in this case. A married woman without children has no reason not to follow this halacha, because she should be no different than a man in that regard. She wakes up in the morning, has to daven, she should daven before she eats. There's no other responsibilities at that time. But a married woman with children, so that would be a little bit different. If she cannot daven right when she gets up in the morning, and by the time she has a moment to herself, it'll be much later, and she just will not feel well because she hasn't eaten. By the time she gets everybody dressed and out to school and settled and everything, it's going to be a long time. So then she should eat something so that she can hold her over until she has the opportunity to daven. This is food for chizuk, to give her strength, not for haughtiness. And she should try to say Birchas HaShachar and Birchas HaTorah before she has that small meal early in the morning. The Halicha Shlomo in Perek Beis says that if a woman never davens at all, if that's the case, the woman has her personal custom to never daven at all in the morning. So in that case, when she wakes up in the morning on Shabbos, she has to make Kiddush before she eats. Because if there's no Chi of Tefillah to be completed to begin the responsibility for Kiddush, so then immediately when she wakes up in the morning, she's chayav in Kiddush on Shabbos morning. And then she needs to be careful of that. So she never davens, and that's her Shabbos custom, whatever reason, she should be davening, but if she doesn't daven ever, then she needs to make Kiddush before she eats. Because the moment she wakes up, the chiyuv tefillah begins. There's a discussion whether perhaps the woman should follow the husband's davening at shul. Maybe she goes following the husband's. But the halacha seems to be that she should make Kiddush when she gets up right in the morning. The Minchas Yitzchak says if she normally relies on Birchas HaShachar, then after Birchas HaShachar, her chiyuv of Kiddush then would begin. Okay?
Shkoyach.